The universe is not only powerful, but it is magical. And this is something we do not want you to forget. When you are unable to see the path for things becoming better, if you trust the universe will find a way through. We should have said the universe is a mystery as well as a magical thing, because the mystery in life is the thing that you have all encountered. You have all come to a bad situation in one place or another, or you may be in one, but you think you will not make it through. There is no way it can change or be better. And then it is better. It is very much a human limitation sometimes not to be able to look back on your life and see how many places that has happened. How many places you were in that were not good for you, and you could not see your way out of them, but the universe provided a way out for you. And that is both the magic and the mystery of the universe. It is, of course, human to want to be able to look at your path and say, this is how my path should go. This is how it should be. But you see, that is not the way of the path. There are some highly esoteric reasons we will not concern you with at this time. But let us say this. On your path, there are many, many layers and levels of influence. Some of them you can see. Some of them you cannot see. And some of the movement on your path happens because your soul has called the universe and asked for its magic and its mystery to move you forward. Of course, in the human condition, the thing we can be quite sure of is it is never fast enough, and it is never perhaps exactly the way we want it to happen. But look at the mystery and the magic of how it happens all the time in your life. So much of your life is being influenced by something you do not control and you actually cannot truly understand. You can look at the effect of it when you look back on your life. You can say, I was short of this thing in my life, and then it came to me, or it was given to me, or I needed help in this area, but I did not know who to call. And yet, help came. This is a result of what we call soul communication. And the interesting thing about it is there are two levels. There is one level of soul communication that you do not have awareness about. There is the level of meditation and prayer, and you do have awareness about that. But this other level is the soul looking at where you are, looking at what you need. The soul has the knowledge of the path that you do not have consciously. And so there is this communication between the soul and the universe. And it is an extremely powerful force. Again, our tendency is, as humans, is not to look at how many things worked out, but to look at the thing that is not worked out yet. It is very much a part of the human condition. But when we are aware that there is this other power, that there is a communication that we may not be conscious about, but it is going on all the time, then you know something very wonderful about your spiritual path and about the love that comes to you in your life, even when you do not ask for it. So we would like to simply remind you to pay attention. And when you saw something as totally hopeless, and now you do not, then remember that the soul and the universe are working together to provide love on your path and abundance on your path and power on your path. And that movement is going on constantly. There is another thing to consider as well, and that is sometimes, being human, you will say, this is what I want, and you will be very sure about it. And here is your soul listening to your request and probably thinking, what in the world is she thinking? But of course, we do not hear that. We hear what we want. We hear what we want, and we very often make a prayer for it. And looking back over your life, there are some points of gratitude because that prayer was not answered. What happened is that that prayer was intercepted by your soul, which has this intimate knowledge of your path. And the soul's prayer was accepted by the universe. And there is this beautiful dance going on all of the time. And some of it we know about, but much of it we do not know about. And very few things go wrong forever. All of you have had interesting challenges in childhood. And they left their mark. And there was much work for you to do before you could begin to move out of the morass of the elements that had gathered in your younger life. But do stop and consider that you have moved out of so much of it, and that you are aware now when that influence drops in, and you continue to move out of it. That is miraculous. It is a beautiful thing, and you have not done it alone, although our respect and admiration for your willingness to do it is enormous. The choice to heal and grow is the most sacred of choices. But all along, you have had help that you may never have understood, and you will have help as you move forward on your path, because this sacred pattern is at work in your life. So you are blessed on your path, even in the very difficult times. And do not forget, you are not alone. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe, the light that knows you intimately, that was there when you were created, that nurtures every aspect of yourself. And open your crown and allow that energy into your body. Feel it flow into the third eye. Clean the third eye. make the third eye powerful. And allow yourself to feel your own intuitive abilities rising and to trust them when they do. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and let that golden light make your communication wise and gentle and loving, first with yourself, then with the rest of the world. Feel the golden light flowing down through your body and into your heart center, that beautiful place you have built that the universe nurtures and keeps for you, a place for you to be safe and rest. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light fill the places where emotional pain may have been a problem. And let the golden light displace the pain and fill you with the love that the universe has for you, so that you can have that for yourself. Feel the flow of light down through your body and into your second center. And let the golden light displace any judgment, any shame, any disappointment that may have caught in that center, and feel it become the place of the waterfall, where the energy washes away from your life anything you do not wish to carry in it. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light begin to help the root create the pattern that is the pattern for your life upcoming. Let that golden light spread throughout your body. Allow it to heal anything that needs your healing. Allow it to free anything that might feel trapped in you. Let it go. Now bring your attention into your heart center. And stand in your beautiful garden. See what is growing around you. The flowers. See where the water runs. And drink from that water to refresh your soul. Now see that a path becomes illuminated. And allow yourself to move to that path. Allow the path to take you. And as you step on the path, know that the path itself is sacred and that the air is full of light and strength and protection. Breathe in all that is good. And feel yourself moving up the path. And find that you come to a place where the wind blows. And let the wind blow away any energy you might be carrying that you do not want to carry forward with you. Feel the wind. Feel your body release. Feel the wind take away what you have released. Now feel how much lighter you are as you begin to move up the path again. Come to a place where there is a screen, and above the screen is radiant light. And on the screen is a picture for you. Simply allow the screen to show you what it is. Your soul wants you to see. Now move to the path again and come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know the gift. Now turn and come back down the path. Walk gently down the path into the garden in your heart. Breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.